Good morning. This is Steve Coleman with your daily inspiration. Today we'd like to consider the subject of non-resistance. Now, we know that Jesus teaches non-resistance very clearly in the Sermon on the Mount and in many other places. But today I would like to just have a meditation out of the book of James in chapter 4. And I'd like to read a couple of verses here in James chapter 4. Starting in verse 1, he writes, "From whence come wars and fightings among you?" And you know, that's interesting. If we're willing to go to war as Christians, if we're willing to fight for that which we believe is right, perhaps we feel there's some unalienable right that someone has, and it's our duty, we're duty-bound to go and to fight for that right. Well, James says, "From whence come wars and fightings among you?" And his answer, it's a rhetorical question. His answer is, "Come they not hence, even of your lusts that war in your members?" And so the answer that James gives is that the wars and the fightings and the disagreements that you have, don't they come forth from the very fact that you have not gone through a death experience, that you are yet still in need of sanctification, yet still one who has not progressed with the Lord? And that's, I believe, what he's saying here. If you have this attitude of war and fighting in your heart and in your mind, then what he's saying is you need to come face to face with the fact that it is coming from the lusts which war in your members. Then in verse 2, he says, "You lust, and ye have not. Ye kill, and desire to have, and cannot obtain. Ye fight in war, yet ye have not, because ye ask not." Interestingly, the kill here in the context really can refer to killing another person's reputation. You know, you desire to have a reputation, you desire to have a name for yourself, yet you don't have it. You've killed others, but you don't have the name that you desire. And all of it is a dead giveaway that yet you are carnal. You have lust in your members. And so, friend, this morning, dear Christian, brother and sister, if you feel that you have these things welling up in your heart, that there is yet the war, the desire for justice, war and fighting in your, and you have that fighting spirit in your heart, well, I think you need to take an honest look at the Scriptures and say, and honestly acknowledge before God that yes, indeed, what it's saying is that it's the lust that war in my members. On the other hand, if you have joy, and you have peace, and you have long-suffering in every situation, if you have meekness, and you have gentleness, and you have kindness, and you have love, and these things not only are in you, but abound, then I think you can rest assured that you are filled with the Holy Spirit, with God's Spirit. And that's what His desire is. And so, let us today seek Him for more of the expression of the Spirit in our Christian life. More joy, more long-suffering, more peace, more gentleness, more goodness, more kindness, and less of these desires for vengeance and desires to have wars and fightings. And so let's come face-to-face with these things here today. This is true biblical non-resistance. It's not simply the refusal to go and participate in an act of war, but you know, it's the refusal to participate in fightings among ourselves. And so God bless you as you consider that, and may He be glorified today in your life as you consider these things. Thank you for joining us here this morning.